back on Inside the Huddle. I'm Kevin Keith, sitting in for Jamie Blacker this morning. He'll be joining us later on this half hour as we continue our wrestling program here on Inside the Huddle, brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Susan Casper. And I've got on the phone here, we've got Coach Thomas Lynch with Rossville Wrestling and also Jacob Weaver, along with Noah Weaver. Guys, thanks for being available today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Well, it's an exciting time in Clinton County as we've got three students and athletes and wrestlers representing us this weekend in Indianapolis. I want to start with Coach Thomas Lynch here. Coach, did you see this coming at the beginning of the season? Were you pretty hopeful and thought if you just kept your head down and kept working, these boys might have a chance to go to state? Were you pretty confident on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I was very confident with it. Both Weaver boys, Jacob and Noah, put in a lot of time all season. So whether it's going down to Indianapolis and training with a wrestling academy, CIA down there, or lifting, they have a personal gym at their house that they bring workout partners into. So these guys live it, and yeah, we fully expect it to be at this point.
I have heard from more than one person in the Clinton Central Rossville family that these Weaver boys really know how to work, and there's a lot of work ethic in their DNA. I'm guessing that everybody works pretty hard at Rossville, but what sets these two apart?
Just that. I mean, really, it's just living it and constantly year-round putting in the time, almost daily, you know. Mm-hmm. Each weekends they're going either to tournaments or lifting or practicing, so they're doing everything they can to get to this point. And work ethic is definitely top priority for the Weaver family.
What kind of year-round, is there a year-round conditioning, or do you give them a little break over the summer and trust that your team will stay in shape, or how does that work once we wrap this up here in the next week?
So for us, we get, I'm going to go through and do an exit interview with each athlete, see what we liked, what went good, what we could improve on, and kind of get a roadmap for the off season for each individual athlete. And then our lifting and off season program actually started last weekend for those
underclassmen. Yeah,
let me stop that one. Anyway, so we started last week going to some tournaments actually up in Hobart with most of the team. Now the Weaver boys are obviously still alive in the tournament, so they're doing their workouts, but we'll get right after it into more tournaments. Hopefully get about 20 matches before April for most of people, and then after that we'll get heavy into freestyle season, and we'll start going into lifting. And we take a break kind of in the summer for a couple weeks. The IHSA has dead week that they build in, so we kind of go with that, but other than that we don't stop.
What kind of support has the Rossville community given you guys all season long, I'm guessing, and especially this week?
All season long, it starts with the administration, right? We have to have the support of the administration, and we do, and it's incredible. Pretty much if I ask for something, they do everything they can to make it work, and I'm very thankful for that. As far as our fan support goes, it's growing. When I first came here from Delphi 6 years ago, the program was, it needed resurrected, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It needed built up in it. We started with a little kids program, and that created a lot of fans in the elementary, and now our middle school is rocking and rolling, and we have a gym full of people for middle school matches. So the excitement and the school corporation is definitely there. Most of our home matches are pretty well attended too, so it's really cool to see the community get behind the wrestling program, and we're very thankful for that. As far as this week goes, it's been probably, as you'll talk to the boys here in a minute, it's been a little different. Mm-hmm. We're not receiving that much attention. We just got our our Ride to State t-shirts in just now as I walked in the door. We had close to $800 worth of sales.
Wow.
So that right there just goes to show you how many people want to get on board supporting not just these boys, but the entire program.
Yeah, that's awesome. That brings me to the next question. You were talking about the elementary and junior high. I know all the other county schools have got a pretty good feeder program, and I'm guessing that's the case at Rossville, too. As we've said, with the other coaches, success breeds success.
Exactly, yeah. And we've been kind of waiting for one of our wrestlers to pop through and make the state tournament. And Noah came very close last year, losing in triple overtime as a freshman. I know that motivated him, but yeah, success breeds success. And I think one of the things we're going to do to send these boys off is we're going to walk the hallways, you know, as a team, and all the elementary school kids will be able to see them send off, and kind of just motivates them to see that they can do it too. So
yeah,
we're really for that moment.
Big deal for those little ones, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, let me grab a couple of these boys here. I guess I'll take Jacob first. Jacob, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. If you would, are you now? I apologize. I haven't done all of my research. What grade are you in this year?
I'm in ninth grade.
Okay, so just a freshman. I was thinking I had heard that earlier today. That and I thought I'd heard it wrong because I was so impressed. So a freshman, so you've got 3 years to go. What did you do to get yourself to this point to be so successful in your first year of high school?
Well, I mean, it wasn't always like this. Like, I've improved a lot over, like, over this course, this high school season. And I think going through rough practices has helped me improve my wrestling and my mentality about the sport.
Yeah, mental is a big part of it, isn't it? Mentality.
Yeah.
Is that, do you take the confidence in, or do you get a little more confidence as the season went on?
I mean, I've always had a little bit of confidence. I think it was just knowing that I have to improve. I think a little bit too much confidence can hurt me.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Now, I'll probably ask him the same question, but is your brother your wrestling dummy?
Sometimes.
All right. I'm guessing that's a unique dynamic there with you guys both being good and interested in wrestling. And, you know, you may learn something from each other, or if nothing else, have someone pretty darn good to practice against.
Yeah.
Do you guys take that in stride, or do one of you get tired of the other one? Hey, go practice yourself. And
Sometimes. A little bit annoyed with each other.
Sure. Yeah, that's part of being brothers. Yeah, it's just,
yeah,
that's the way it goes. Okay, so 3 full years, you go there, you win a state championship Saturday. So we're going to expect that for the next 3 years then.
Yeah.
That make you work a little harder in the off season, even more hard than you have been working.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, would you tell us about the experience you've had with the young kids, whether it's elementary or junior high, and just how important that is for them to have someone, a good role model to look up to?
Well, I really like our junior high community and our elementary. I mean, there are a lot of good kids on the team. And I'm just like, I feel very proud, you know, to have such a supportive group looking up to me.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Jacob, do you have one match or meet that's really, really stuck out? I guess maybe it was last weekend because you get to the state championship, but is there one or two that really sticks out that you thought you might be down for the count, literally, and then was able to reach down deep somewhere in your body and pull it out? Is there one or two that sticks out this season?
Well, yeah, during my conference championship, I was losing my match, and with around 20 seconds left, I barely won the match. You know, I pulled something out of my pocket, and then I ended up pinning my kid.
All right. Well, yeah, that's a good memory. So what do you do preparation this week? What's your personal preparation going to be?
Well, I mean, I obviously try to go to bed early, and then I pray before my matches too. try to get my head right. You know, I thank the Lord for everything that he's given to me, too, because without him, I would be nothing in the sport or in my life. So I got to know why I am and be thankful for this opportunity.
Well, best of luck to you, Jacob. We're all certainly pulling for you.
Thank you.
All right. I guess, Coach, I'll take Noah next, if you could get him in line here.
Yeah, he's here, so he's ready to rock.
Noah, thanks for joining us today, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
What grade are you going to be in?
Oh, well, I'm going to be a junior. I'm a sophomore right
okay.
now.
Okay, all right. So you've got a couple more years left, too, and I think that's the awesome future that Coach Lynch was talking about. So with you guys so close in age, I mean, did this start at age 3 when you guys were throwing each other off the couch or what?
I mean, well, you know, as a little kid, you kind of always are like, I mean, kind of like what my dad says, you put two kids like next to each other, eventually they're just going to be wrestling around a little bit.
That's right. But
our dad, he kind of saw like we had a little bit of an interest. So then we just, we started basic, we started simple. And then eventually we just, kept on climbing, just gaining more skill and experience, and then we started going against tougher competition, and then after several years, here's where we are.
Here we are, and going to the state. What I asked Jacob about it, I'll ask you too. What's the experience been like with the elementary students and even the junior high, if you've had a chance to work with them? Because you know, it's sometimes we forget, and we get wrapped up in the day to day, but you guys are all-stars to these little kids.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them, they seem to look up to us. And I see that, and I'm like, I have to be my goal is just to be a good influence, like just be a good leader for them. And I really enjoy just having their support and just helping them out. Like, sometimes I might see them having some trouble, and I'll just come over there and be like, hey, I think if you did this better, it'd help you out. Mm-hmm. And they do it, really happy and thankful.
Yeah, and they see that, wow, he was right. I'll remember that. And I'll listen to him next time he has something to say, right?
Yeah.
Noah, do you have any pre-wrestling match things that you do to stay focused and stay in the moment?
Routine? Well, I get physically warmed up. Then I also have to make sure my mind's right. So normally I'm out in the hallway maybe for like a couple minutes or so. Just that quiet just helps me get zoned in and just make sure I'm focused on what's coming up in a couple minutes, what's coming up next. And that really just helps me keep in check and just know where I'm at.
So there's not like a special meal that you have to have the night before? You don't have mom fixing you spaghetti every single night before or something like that?
No, not really.
All right.
Good.
Well, Coach, it seems like you got a couple sharp kids here.
Yeah, they're both honor students, and you know, in our program we preach academics first, and they put that into practice. They're both very intelligent young men.
Noah, do you plan on playing any other sports, or is wrestling your focus?
Right now, I think I'm just going to focus on wrestling.
Well, a couple more years, you never know. You might be talking to some college recruiting coaches or something.
I haven't thought about that, yeah.
There's definitely interest, but yeah. He kind of just, Noah especially has things that he likes to do outside of wrestling as well that he puts a lot of time in, but he also likes the technology world, and he kind of heels in there, and it's pretty impressive what he's done on that end too.
Oh, that's good. I have no doubt. Well, guys, I really appreciate you making the time and being available, and we want to say best of luck to both of you, and congratulations for getting this far. Coach Lynch, is there any words of wisdom you could leave us with, or any additional thoughts on just the overall season for the Rossville Hornets and how wrestling's really come to the forefront in this county particularly?
Yeah, I think the county wide, we have some big goals. You know, like we do a wrestling camp over the summer, and we brought in the number one wrestler in the country from Minnesota, University of Minnesota, and we brought in a 3-time state champion from Nebraska to run a summer camp, and we brought the county schools in first. Well, I think we ended up having over 50 kids at the camps. We're really just trying to not just build Rossville Wrestling, but build the whole county up. And, you know, when we go to semi-state, I think last weekend when Kale Allball qualified for state is when I actually lost my voice. I was cheering so hard for Kale that, you know, we train together. And when we go against each other, it is we're trying to win. You know, when we're going against the county schools, every coach and every wrestler is trying to win, and we're not trying to lose. But outside of that, we're working together trying to, you know, improve ourselves. So I think look for what we had right this year. We had three qualifiers. I think coming up, our county is just going to keep growing and having more each and every year. That's the goal. So,
and you know, we're bringing girls into it too.
Yeah, I didn't even touch on that. We haven't started a girls program here yet, but we got the ball rolling on that. Yeah. Hopefully within the next year or two we can get that started. But yeah, you're gonna see multiple girls go down to the state tournament as well. So it's a great time if you're a wrestling fan in the county. It's a great time to get out there and support wrestling in Clinton County.
I've got one in middle school at Frankfort that's a wrestler, and I've learned a lot this season. It was his first season, and it's fun. It's fun to watch as a parent. So yeah,
I have a son that's a sophomore, and it's very nerve wracking.
Yeah.
It's a very intense sport. It has some very big highs and some really low lows. But you know, that's, I always say it's a life sport, and we use wrestling as a tool to help us prepare for our next steps in life. So
yeah, we can learn a lot from it, can't we?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jacob and Noah, best of luck and congratulations to you and Coach. Congratulations for a great season and bringing these boys together.
Thank you, sir.